Hi, this is Felice Sloan with Swanky Maven.
I'm David Leftwich, editor of Edible Houston and associate editor at Houston Food Finder.
I'm Eric Sandler, food editor for Culture Map.
So guys, I'm super excited because I am such a Mexican food girly, okay? And when I think of Mexican food, especially in Houston, I think about Ninfa's, fajitas and margaritas, driving down Emancipation and seeing the lines at Brothers Taco House. I think of driving down Airline, all the taco trucks. That's what I think about when I think about Mexican food in Houston. What do you guys think about when you think about Mexican food, Tex-Mex in Houston?
Well, I think we have to make that distinction, right? That there is Mexican food,
yes.
You know, food that is served in the country of Mexico that is prepared by people of Mexican heritage. And then there is also Tex-Mex, a separate regional cuisine that was developed in Texas by people of Mexican heritage, people of other heritages, that uses Mexican style ingredients and preparations, but is its own distinct thing.
So I'm going to kick it off then. We're going to go I'm going to kick it off with Tex-Mex, some of the best Tex-Mex in Houston, Candente. And I'm going to say Candente. And why I say that, because you can look at the menu. Someone says, Felice, what should I order? The menu, meaning anything on the menu, point, what do you like? You want fajitas? Okay, get the fajitas. You want nachos? Okay, get the brisket. You can go anywhere on the menu, you can get it.
Well, and what I like about Candente is they are kind of merging some of these different influences, right? It's owned by the same people who own the Pit Room, the barbecue joint that's next door. So they take their rendered brisket fat from smoking meat, and they use it to make their tortillas, which gives them like a richness, like a little subtle smokiness that's distinct from other people's flour tortillas. They're making carnitas, which you don't always see at other Tex-Mex restaurants. You know, you mentioned the brisket enchiladas and the brisket nachos. That's very much a part of what they do. You know, but they also do some seafoody stuff, and their birria tacos are some of my favorites anyway.
I agree.
Well, I'm going to go from more Tex-Mex going toward more interior Mexican or Mexican. And I'm going to mention Tatemo, which was a James Beard finalist for Best New Restaurant. They are a restaurant that focuses heavily on corn and Nixtamalization and its role and heritage in Mexican food and culture. And they're doing, you know, there's a small restaurant, 14 seats, that, you know, does a tasting menu in the evenings. And if, you know, it changes regularly, so there's, you know, you don't know exactly what you're going to get, but it's going to be something that's based around. There's going to be something with tostadas. There's going to be something with tacos. But then also they have brunch. I know Eric's a fan of their brunch.
Yeah. What I like is, you know, they do that tasting menu Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7 courses, $125. But on Sunday morning, starting at 10 a.m., you can get a $10 quesadilla, a $12 order of masa pancakes, other dishes that are priced similarly. So if the fancy tasting menu is either not your thing or not in your means, but you want to know why every food writer in the state is obsessed with this restaurant, the incredible corn flavor and aroma that goes into their tortillas, you can go for $10 and find out.
So when you're talking, I'm going to jump a little back to Tex-Mex and kind of where we can mix the two. You know, I love El Tiempo, right? One of the things that I love about El Tiempo, I love their fajitas, but I love that they give you the carnitas, but they give them to you two ways. So you can get the modern carnitas, but then they give it to you old school, like the regular kind of old school the Mexican style way. If you went to Mexico, you would get the old school carnitas. I love their carnitas. Also, speaking of carnitas, I like to go to another staple old school, La Mexicana. La Mexicana has really good carnitas, but they also have, I'm going to mention their carne asada. Those are like two favorites.
Yeah, and La Mexicana is one of those, like, they open at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. They serve margaritas beginning at 7 a.m. And yes. So you'll see a lot of people coming off that late night shift, especially in the medical center. A lot of people in scrubs winding down from a stressful day with breakfast tacos or carne guisada and a margarita at La Mexicana. It's such a Houston institution.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned carnitas, and I'm going to say one of my favorite places for very traditional carnitas is a taco truck off of Veterans Memorial. It's Diego's Famous Carnitas, and they take the whole pig, chop it down. That's pretty much all they do. It's a family-run taco stand. But, several of the family members are involved when they're open, and it's, again, very good. And it's the whole thing. So you get the crunchy bits. You get the really tasty pork.
Well, I love all of this carnitas appreciation that's going on right now. But I do feel like we should also talk about barbacoa, typically made from cow's head. And no one does it better than Gerardo's in just north of downtown on Patton Street. You know, they take the whole heads, they steam them in the banana leaves. You get it with their house-made sauces, the corn tortillas, the onions and cilantro, and it's so rich and gelatinous and fatty and satisfying. And then, you know, for a more modern version of barbacoa, got to give a little love to El Topo in West University. Tony Lerman's restaurant. They do it with the 44 Farms beef. You can get them at the Urban Harvest Farmers Market every Saturday morning. But they're using the nixtamalized corn tortillas that are like from heirloom corn. So kind of the more modern riff, but also very delicious.
So we're in Salem Barbacoa, Alma Latina in the Heights. Their barbacoa tacos, they're using 44 Farms. Yes, yes, and yes. They have also, like, of course, it's super hot right now, but I'm going to mention it. Maybe don't get it right now, but their pozole is amazing. Not right now.
Too hot.
Too hot, but, you know.
So let's move on. I want to move into, I mentioned Tatemo earlier, and that's part of a wave of younger Mexican chefs that are doing some really interesting stuff with Mexican food and two of them I want to point out right now are Nick Vera and Stephanie Velasquez, who have two concepts, Emma and Papalo. Papalo is their taqueria in Finn Hall. And they're doing really, they're, of course, nixtamalizing their own corn, making their own house-made tortillas that are really good. And Finn Hall, again, you can get, like, really good tacos, but one of the favorite tacos there is they do this amazing confit carrot taco that, you know, if you want, looking for a good even if you aren't vegetarian, but if you're looking for a good vegetarian taco, get that. I mean, it's just good on its own. But one of my other things, they have a concept, Mexican cafe concept that right now is at Urban Harvest, where Stephanie is a pastry chef, and it really focuses on her amazing pastries. It also, which, you know, like, she does amazing, these, like, really great, like,
horchata-filled Berliner, which is a donut. I mean, What else do you need to say?
Well, and her empanadas are really good. And then they're also doing really good coffee. They've teamed up with Mancier Coffee, and they're doing these really unique coffee cold drinks that are, like, you know, with Mexican flavors, like a horchata cold brew. That's a concept that's going to hopefully get a more permanent home at some point, but it's really worth going there just for there at the Urban Harvest Farmers Market right now.
All right, so we mentioned Tatemo. And we mentioned Papalo, and there's a third kind of rising star in the world of Mexican food in Houston, and that is Victoria Elizondo at Cochinita & Co., which is on the east side, not far from where we sit here on the U of H campus right now. Obviously, the Cochinita Pibil is the signature dish, a stewed pork that's absolutely mandatory. But Victoria's pork pastor, her shrimp tacos, Totones with her house-made salsas. I mean, everything she does is just so flavorful and so delicious.
Yeah, and she does amazing things with vegetables, too, if you're looking for a good vegetarian option. Her mushroom tinga taco is really good. And then she does some really wonderful things with nopales, which is the cactus paddles. She has really good nopales scramble, and then her nopalita salad is just amazing. Really refreshing, great salad as a side or just almost on its own.
So there is a newer concept that I haven't had a chance to go to. I know Eric, you may have gone, David, but I know Eric has gone, and I want him to talk about it. The Verde Garden.
Yeah, we should mention Verde Garden. It's more of a bar, right? Like it's, I mean, it's got a cool menu of enchiladas, tacos, a little bit of like ceviche style raw stuff. But really, what they do best is made to order frozen drinks from a wall of blenders. So instead of like the traditional margarita machine that's just spinning into infinity, these are made to order. So they have an incredibly like fluffy texture, and they can use more premium spirits and different ingredients. So this is sort of a food rec, but what it really is a cocktail recommendation, because it is freaking hot outside and a cold frozen margarita is exactly what you need to beat the heat.
So I wanted you to talk about it because I had friends that are like major Tex-Mex people, and they're like, they thought they were just going for the drinks. They're like, they have amazing, the food's pretty good, the drinks are the highlight, but the Tex-Mex is... Right.
I would say you can have pretty good Tex-Mex, but you can have really great drinks.
Right, that's what they said. They said great drinks in one spot. One of the spots that I love going to in Spring Branch, Tacos Don Elena, and y'all were talking about birria tacos. I used to go there for the birria tacos because that's what... You know, everyone was talking about, and they're good. People still go, but I just go for their traditional street tacos. They're just, I go and get some, I just go and just pick whichever ones I want. I'll get about four or five. They make fresh aca frescas, and it's a good vibe. I feel like it's a family owned restaurant. So they're all in there, just very traditional and good price, good food.
All right, last one from me. I just want to mention that Belly of the Beast, which operated in Old Town Spring for a little while, is in the process of coming back. Chef Thomas just makes incredible meats, ceviches, everything. So he hasn't announced when or where he's reopening, but I would follow them on Instagram and just keep an eye on it, because when that restaurant opens, you will find me there. I will make the drive from downtown to Spring for that restaurant.
So I'm going to wrap up with another young chef that's doing some really interesting stuff, and that's Chef Beatrice Martinez out in the Woodlands. She has a restaurant in Zalisco. And she got her start at Hugo's H-Town Group. She was the culinary director, and also goes to show the depth now of Mexican food that we didn't even really have to do a deep dive into Hugo's restaurants. But we should mention them out because they are, you know, have influenced
Hugo,
a bunch
of Houston. The OG of Mexican cuisine in Houston.
But at Zalisco, she's doing like a very interesting brewery because she's using her grandmother's recipe. Her grandmother used to be the person who made the brewery in her village. So this is her grandmother's recipe. She's doing a lot of stuff from the coastal regions along the Pacific coast and from like Jalisco, where she's originally from. So it's a lot of seafood, got a really good ceviches, but also very good tacos. And, you know, she has a really great story because she started her culinary career as an elementary school teacher and is now, you know, has her own restaurant up in the Woodlands and is doing some really good and interesting food.
Hi, this is Felice Sloan with Swanky Maven.
I'm David Leftwich, editor of Edible Houston and associate editor at Houston Food Finder.
I'm Eric Sandler, food editor for Culture Map, and you're listening to Houston Matters with Craig Cohen.